KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking high school sports from around the area yesterday. First, the final day of the Girls State Tennis Championship saw a few area participants involved. In Class 1A singles in the semifinal round, Jessica Sun of Shenandoah lost her match to Sasha Hyacinth of Columbus Catholic 6-11, 6-1. That put Sun into the third place match, where she was beaten by Tess Payton of Fairfield 6-11, 6-2. So Sun of Shenandoah finishing fourth overall. In the consolation semifinals, Maddie Fry of Creston OM lost a tough match to Brenna Phillips of Columbus Catholic 6-3 and 6-4. That bumped her into the seventh place match, where she ended up placing eighth overall, as Fry was beaten by Kinsey Zinnel of Boone 2-6, 7-6, and 10-3 in that finals match. Also in Class 1A state doubles play yesterday in the consolation semifinals, Landry Miller and Allison Narmi of St. Albert picked up a 6-4, 6-3 win over Alexa Weber and Belle Weber of Union. That moved them into the fifth place match, where they finished fifth overall. They won that fifth place matchup by beating Mara Holland and Annalise Scrade of Decorah 6-3, 5-7, and 11-9. The scores there. And that concludes the state tennis championships. Well, the boys' state soccer championships went to the semifinal round yesterday in Class 1A semis. Burlington Notre Dame, a 4-2 winner over Regina Catholic, and Western Christian beat West Liberty 2-1. In Class 2A, Xavier beat ADM 2-0. Bondurant Farrar in overtime, a 4-3 winner over Dallas Center Grimes. And in Class 3A, it was Iowa City West beating West Des Moines Valley 3-2. Pleasant Valley topping Johnston 1-0. That sets up Saturday's championship matchups. In the finals on Saturday, Burlington Notre Dame will face Western Christian at noon for the 1A title. The 2A championship is at 2:30 Saturday, Xavier facing Bondurant Farrar. And they'll finish off the week-long tourney with a 5 o'clock matchup on Saturday afternoon for the 3A title between Iowa City West and Pleasant Valley. In high school baseball action around the region last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic a winner 13-2 over St. Albert. Brendan Atkinson belted a two-run homer to help out Atlantic's offensive effort last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Denison Sleswig beating Harlan 8-5. Shenandoah downing Red Oak 11-9. Creston over Glenwood 19-8. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon beats Missouri Valley 9-8 as Ethan Clucky had three hits and three knocked in, while Gavin Smith had three hits, couple of RBIs, and scored four times to help out the Wheeler effort last night. Underwood edging Tri-Center 8-7. Trainer beat Riverside 15-0. It was Logan Magnolia 5-1 over IKM Manning. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Martinsdale St. Mary's a winner over Nottoway Valley by a final of 4-0. In the Missouri River Conference, Sergeant Bluff Luton swept a pair from Abraham Lincoln 5-2 and 12-1. In Bluegrass Conference play, it was Ankeny Christian over Orient Maxburg 15-5. Also in non-conference play around the area last night, Cam picked up a 23-2 win over Stanton. As you can imagine, some big numbers for some of the Cam players on offense last night. Joe Kaufman, 5-for-5 at the plate, knocked in five runs. Colby Rich had four hits, including a grand slam, as he had six RBIs, helped lead the way for the Cougars last night. West Harrison topping Griswold 16-1. It was Southwest Valley 23-9 over East Mills. Bedford edging Sydney 8-7. Colfax Mingo beat Central Decatur 11-5. Pocahontas Area over Coon Rapids Bayard by a 4-0 final. Turning to softball now in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, was Harlan over Denison 11-3. Shenandoah beating Red Oak 4-2. Creston 9-2 over Glenwood. In Western Iowa Conference play, Caitlin Nielsen had a homer, a double, and knocked in four runs to help lead Audubon to a 6-3 win over Missouri Valley. Trainer needed eight innings to beat Riverside 6-5. It was Underwood 10-0 over Tri-Center. Logan Magnolia beating IKM Manning 15-2. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Martinsdale St. Mary's beating Nottoway Valley 9-1. In Missouri River Conference play, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic sweeping two from Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 10-0 and 15-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton took a pair from Abraham Lincoln 11-10 and 10-5 were the scores. From the Bluegrass Conference, Orient Maxburg beat Diagonal by a 10-9 score. Also in girls softball last night in non-conference action, it was Atlantic picking up a win over Exira EHK. 5-1 the final, Atlantic scoring one in the first, couple in the second, two more in the sixth inning to put that one away. Macy M. Garten had a pretty nice night for Exira EHK. She drove in their only run. Also had five strikeouts in pitching a complete game last night. Also around the region, Griswold beat Boyer Valley in 8 innings by a final of 5-4. Jenna Reynolds knocked in the game-winning run and had a couple of hits last night to help lead Griswold. Cam defeating Stanton 13-3. Also, Allie Myers had 4 hits for AHSTW as the Lady Vikes an 11-4 winner over Clarinda. Southwest Valley beat East Mills 16-2. Sydney over Bedford 10-4. It was Maple Valley over Glidden-Ralston 13-2. Westwood beating Woodbine 5-3. And West Monona 16-6 winners over West Harrison in girls softball play last night. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released its second rankings of the 2021 season yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda remains the top-rated team with Linville Sully, Lisbon, Collins Maxwell, and Sigourney rounding out the top five. It's identical to last week. Exira EHK is up one spot this week to number 11 in the poll, while Lennox is at number 15 again this week. In Class 2A, Central Springs is the new number one. They move up a couple of spots. Wilton is number two. Louisa Muscatine falls from the top spot last week to number three. North Lynn and Northeast round out the top five. Underwood is up three spots to number six this week. Van Meter moves up two spots to number eight, while Earlham drops from fifth to ninth in this week's poll. Trainer was 15th last week. They've fallen out of the 2A poll this week. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is the number one team this week. They swap spots with Williamsburg, who drops to number two. Mount Vernon and West Burlington Notre Dame are 3-4 again this week, with Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont moving up to number five. Atlantic was number five last week. They dropped to number eight in this week's poll. In Class 4A, Dallas Center Grimes is top ranked with Winterset number one. They dropped from the top spot last week. Fairfield, Benton, and ADM, the top five. Harlan is at number 14 this week, down one spot. Creston was 12th last week, but they've dropped out of this week's poll. Class 5A, Muscatine leads the way. Fort Dodge, Waukee, Indianola, and West Des Moines Valley round out this week's big school top five. Well, St. Louis Cardinals couldn't get it done last night. The Reds, a 4-2 winner over the Cards in a game heard late last night here on KJAN. Tommy Edman had a couple of hits for the Cards. Tyler O'Neill and Yadier Molina each had an RBI. Adam Wainwright threw 7 innings. He gave up 3 runs on 8 hits as he's now 3-5 on the season, taking that loss. Also, the Royals were winners as Gerard Dyson came home on a pair of errors in the 7th inning as the Royals pick up a 6-5 win over the Twins. Salvador Perez hit a couple of home runs. Hunter Dozier also homered to help the KC offense last night as the Royals improved to 28-26 on the season. Elsewhere in baseball, the Giants beat the Cubs 7-2. Braves over the Nationals 5-1. Rays beat the Yankees 9-2. Red Sox 5-1 over the Astros. Rockies beat the Rangers 11-6. Pirates over the Marlins 5-3. Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. The White Sox 4-1 over the Tigers. Mariners beat the Angels 6-2. The Padres 4-3 over the Mets. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says Jordan Bohannon was on the court as the Hawkeyes began summer workouts. Bohannon suffered a head injury last month after he was assaulted in Iowa City.
Yeah, he's full go today. Talked to him regularly, you know, since the season ended. And, you know, I think he's in a really good place. Obviously, it was an unfortunate situation that he had to deal with, but I think he's done really well with how he's dealt with it and anxious to get back out on the floor.
McCaffrey expects Bohannon to play off guard next season. With losses from last season and the uncertainty over the future of Joe Wieskamp, McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes need a good three-point shooter.
You know, obviously, J-Bo is a guy that, you know, we play a full complement of games, he's probably going to make 93s. So, you know, he's a guard, you know. Will we play him at the two? My thought process is to get him as many shots as we can.
McCaffrey says junior guard Joe Toussaint was not on the court yesterday. Toussaint recovering from off-season ankle surgery, but should return to the court soon.
You know, when he does, you know, just continue to progress the way that he has. I mean, he's been a really good player for us for 2 years. His role will obviously increase next year. So we want him to just continue on that path. You know, how to run our break, how to run the motion game, how to put pressure on the ball, all the things that he's done well, just continue to get better.
McCaffrey says he's not sure what factors will determine whether Joe Wieskamp remains in the NBA draft or returns for his senior season.
You know, he's working hard to fulfill his dream, and we want to support him in any way that we can. You know, he's got a, you know, an interesting journey. Anybody that's in that position where they're interviewing with teams, working out for teams, going to the combine, it's it's a highly competitive situation, and he's an incredibly competitive person. So we're rooting for him and helping him any way we can.
That's Check of Sports here this hour. I'm Jim Field. KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.